Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Directed Paths, Hearing and Heeding God's Voice in Life's Decisions. And today's focus is taking responsibility for your life. In a world brimming with choices and paths, determining the right course can often feel, well, overwhelming. As believers, however, we are not left to navigate these waters alone. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 offers a profound promise. God's voice guiding us subtly, yet surely, indicating the path we should take. Embracing this promise means engaging in an active, intentional pursuit of God's direction, a commitment that not only demonstrates obedience, but also a willingness to take responsibility for the course of our lives under His guidance. Our springboard for today's discussion is Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." When you turn to the right, or when you turn to the left. Now, this scripture encapsulates a beautiful aspect of God's relationship with His people. He is a constant guide. The imagery of hearing a voice saying, "This is the way, walk in it," highlights the personal nature of God's guidance. It suggests an intimate, ongoing interaction with the Creator who cares deeply about our journey. Taking responsibility for our lives in this context means actively listening for God's voice and making choices that align with His revealed will. It's about trusting that His directions are always for our ultimate good and His glory. Focus points for integrating God's guidance into daily life. Number one, cultivate a listening heart. Begin each day with prayer, specifically asking God to open your ears and heart to His guidance. A receptive posture is crucial for discerning God's voice. Number two, regular scripture study. God's primary way of speaking to us is through His Word. Regular study and meditation on the scriptures equip you with the knowledge of God's character and principles, which helps in recognizing His guidance. Number three, mindful obedience. When you discern God's direction, obey promptly. This act of obedience confirms your trust in His wisdom and your commitment following His path. Number four, seek spiritual discernment. Engage with the Holy Spirit for discernment that transcends human understanding. Ask for clarity to differentiate between God's guidance and other influences. And number five, reflect and adjust. Keep a journal of instances when you felt God guiding you and the outcomes of following His lead. Reflect on these can enhance your sensitivity to His guidance and encourage you to adjust to your actions accordingly. In conclusion, taking responsibility for your life means more than making independent decisions. It involves a deliberate decision to follow God's lead, trusting that His ways are higher than ours. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 reassures us that God is actively involved in our lives, willing to direct our steps if we are prepared to listen and obey. By aligning our actions with His instructions, we navigate life not only with confidence, but with peace, knowing that we are on the path that He has set for us. Call to action. This week, focus on one major decision that you need to make. Commit to the process of seeking God's guidance through prayer, scripture, and godly counsel. Document how you experience His direction and act on the guidance you receive. And question of the day, what challenges do you face in listening for God's voice? And how can you improve your spiritual attentiveness? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your promise to guide us continually. Help us to be attentive to your voice and courageous in our obedience as we walk in the path that you set before us. May we trust you wholeheartedly, knowing that your ways lead to life and fulfillment. Guide us in every decision, and let your wisdom prevail over our desires. In Jesus' name, amen. As you move through this week, keep your spiritual eyes open and your ears open as well, and your heart ready to respond. Let the assurance that God is guiding you empower you to take bold steps in faith, fully embracing the responsibility for your life with God as your ultimate guide.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.